And welcome to a week of it here at Coast Access Radio, brought to you by KC News, www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for Kapiti and Hauora Whenua. Here's a selection of some of the stories making news on the website this week. Popular Poroporomu Beach wine shop Winecraft was the victim of the latest ram raid attack in Kapiti Thursday morning. The McLean Street Winecraft store owner, Brendan Nottage, told KC News the attack was just senseless destruction. Mr. Nottage says the security at the shop is good, with the plate glass window and the steel mesh grill, and that stopped them from getting in any further. There was no cash there or cigarettes. He says just good wine, and they left with nothing, but have caused huge damage and upset. The raid comes just 3 weeks after the store celebrated its first birthday. Mr. Nottage says police have seen the CCTV footage and are investigating. The incident happened at around 5:45 in the morning, and the car that smashed into the window was stolen. Residents reported hearing the loud smash, and police were alerted. After the unsuccessful theft attempt was thwarted by the barrier, the two attackers were seen to make off in a second car. Hauora Whenua District Council adopted the recommendation to defer the future of the Levin landfill to the incoming council to consider as part of a future long-term plan consultative and decision item. Council's Chief Executive Monique Davidson says the future of the Levin landfill is a complex and challenging matter and has been the topic of much debate for many years. In April this year, Council voted to delay the decision on the future of the Levin landfill until the incoming Chief Executive had the opportunity to provide an evaluation on the matter. Following the recent evaluation of the future of the Levin landfill business case, the evaluation report was presented to Council to guide the way forward on this issue. Ms. Davidson says while a decision cannot be made at this stage, elected members cannot ignore the very real need for a future decision on this critical issue. The impact of the Levin landfill on the social, cultural and environmental well-being of iwi and the Hokio Beach community and catchment will continue to challenge council's resources and require council to be world-class in the way it manages and operates a compliant landfill if it was to remain open. All electors across the region will have received or should have received their voting papers, and the postal ballot allows votes to be made up till 12 noon on October the 8th. Officials advise votes that are being returned by post be sent no later than Monday the 3rd of October to ensure they're delivered in time to be counted. Votes can also be delivered to any of the district libraries and council offices. Kapiti seniors can look forward to an extended array of activities and events aimed specifically at them as Te Wiki Kaumātua Seniors Week 2022 spills across 2 weeks this year. KCDC People and Partnerships Group Manager Janice McDougall says they were trying something different after 2 years of the pandemic affecting council activities. Ms. McDougall says previously there was an expo-style event where people gather in one place to look at displays of the activities that are on offer in the district for older residents. This year, instead, there'll be a longer program that enables seniors to check out the different clubs and events in action. Ms. McDougall says council wants to help our older residents feel more concerned and connected, so they've partnered with organisations and businesses across the district to make it possible for seniors to try out many of the clubs and activities on offer specifically for them. The council's published a booklet outlining special events, activities and promotions for seniors starting from the International Day of Older Persons on the 1st of October and running until the 16th of October. Ms. McDougall says fittingly, after the trials of the past 2 years, this year's theme for the International Day of Older Persons is about resilience. Personal connection, creativity and keeping active are some of the most important ways people can build or maintain resilience. This is particularly important as we age and in retirement. She says there'll be something for everyone, so they encourage all seniors to give it a go. And a joint project between Kapiti Council and Metlink to improve users' public transport experience and better connect the Poroporomu Transport Hub to the retail centre starts this coming week. Sean Mallon, Group Manager Infrastructure Services, says the upgrade of the Poroporomu Transport Hub will transform the town centre. He says works involve building a larger and more convenient bus interchange set within a landscaped, fully accessible public plaza. The design allows commuters to move between the train and bus while remaining undercover. Repeating elements such as concrete paving, ceiling and cultural works will feature within the plaza on both sides of the road, the Old State Highway 1, It'll help make the whole area look and function like one extended space, separated by a controlled pedestrian crossing. The footpath leading to Kapiti Lights will be widened and improved, and the pedestrian underpass will remain in place. Mr. Mallon says other exciting features of the development include the installation of a free, secure 10-bay bike park with charging for e-bikes and scooters. Metlink General Manager Samantha Gaines says, in a first for Metlink, they'll install distinctive living roof bus shelters, she says, as well as being very attractive, they'll contribute to the overall sustainability theme and green credentials of the transport hub. Now, for more on these stories and a lot more, go to the website www.kcnews.co.nz, the online newspaper for Kapiti and Hauruwhenua. And that's a week of it here at Coast Access Radio. I'm Todd Zahner.
This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.